I'm Jesse, this is Hash Rate Up, and today we're doing another Hash Rate Up focus episode, Proof of Prudence number 2. Let's go.
Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up.
A while ago, and if you saw last week's episode of Hash Rate Up Focus, where we covered the first three, I created this blog series called Proof of Prudence, and these videos are basically to a different format of this, a very much condensed format. So if you want to know more, feel free to visit the website, come here, resources, Proof of Prudence, and then feel free to read through the whole thing, right? Proof of Prudence, starting where we left off last week, number 4, Proof of Prudence, sign your hosting contract first. This is something that might seem like a no-brainer, but unfortunately, many, many people don't do this, right? So before you buy your miner, sign your hosting contract, secure that slot on the rack to avoid any downtime after you bought the machine. Costly logistics, oh, we don't have space anymore. Now you got to go elsewhere. It's just a pain in the ass, right? So make sure that you buy and pay for your hosting slot first, sign that contract, and then buy and send your machine. This avoids costly delays. And also on this one, look beyond just low-cost hosting options, right? You want a very quality host to host and take care of your machine. You can get that by asking for references and doing research first. This is also important because the hosting economics are not really that great to begin with, right? So you want to make sure that you get the most bang for your buck in this department and make sure you go with the host that gives you as much as they can for the money that you give them every month in return, right? So look for these kind of things. Look for uptime guarantees of 95% and credits should they fall below that level. Look for clear billing and payment terms as well, right? What are late payment fees and initial setup costs? Sometimes this is where the host really gets you, and make sure this stays in a reasonable fashion, like $20 for setup, $35 for setup, that's okay, right? That's still all right. But if they start charging you $200, you know that's a lot too much. Don't be scared to negotiate here as well, because this is just a contract, a suggestion from the host, right? This is not a signed thing. And in some cases, they will be able to negotiate with you around the terms. Make sure that there is a clear understanding of what the insurance terms are, right? In most cases, you as the client are required to insure your machine, but make sure this is covered in the contract somewhere. And then also the physical address to the hosting facility is generally very limited, right? Because they don't want just random people to show up. But make sure that you are able to, if you want to, go see your machine, right? The hosts that I work with make this possible. You just have to negotiate, or you just have to tell them beforehand that you want to come by and visit your machine and see it running live, right? Let's say you're in the area for whatever reason and you want to see your machine, you want to see your investment, or maybe investments if you have multiple. So this is something that you should also look for in the contract. But most importantly, sign your hosting contract first before buying the machine. Number 5, this is a very big one. Compare cost and risk, right? So a lot of people tend to go with the cheapest option for hosting. Oh, I can host, historically, this was the case in Paraguay, for 5 cents. I can host for 6 cents. I can host in Ethiopia for 5.9 cents. Sure, yes, that is much lower than 7.5 cents. You're spending a lot less money, especially if you have a larger fleet of machines. However, the risk component has to be factored in as well, right? So it's not really about what is the lowest cost to mine the Bitcoin for the miner that you have, but it's also about the risk. Remember that I said that the economic circumstances of machine hosting, especially in the lower retail section, are not that great, right? And now if you have elevated risk as well, that's a terrible deal. So you want to make sure that your risk to cost ratio is right, or cost to risk ratio, I should say. Now, in my opinion, I think the USA is still the best here, right? Yes, you're spending 7.5 cents per kilowatt hour, but you're dealing with very experienced hosts. You have a strong legal framework. You have a lot of experience there. And in most cases, you know, that is a mix that is much better than hosting one machine somewhere in Ethiopia where you don't understand what the risks really are. And so therefore, you know, always, as I say, compare not just cost, but cost and risk. Also, another factor why this is super important is your reselling ability. The ability to be able to resell your machine once your hosting contract is over is super vital to get the most out of the contract, out of the hosting deal economically. If you have your miner in Ethiopia, it's very unlikely that you'll be able to find a market to resell your machine well. If you host your miner in Russia or in the UAE, there's certain legal frameworks that allow you to host there in the first place. And most of the time, it means that you don't really own the miner. Yes, you might have a contract with the host, but a lot of the time, the host has to import the machine and claim the machine is theirs in order for them to import it. That's an issue, right? Historically, in Paraguay, it's been very difficult to get the machines back out, to get them in, to identify which miner belongs to you by going and visiting it, right? So you have to assume that reselling the machine is going to be very difficult. And the easiest way to get there, the easiest way to resell the machine is if you have a liquid market. And again, there's a strong legal framework around this, which if you operate in sort of the lower digit, single digit, double digit ASIC range or amount of machines that you own, is still the USA, right? So if you come to me after 24 months and say, hey, Jesse, I would like to sell my machine, then it's going to be not too difficult for me to find a buyer for that machine and get you some of the value back, some of the Bitcoin back, basically, that you spent originally to secure the ASIC. This is also very, very important when it comes to choosing the location in which you choose to host your machine in the first place. Right. This article talks also about regional stability, which is another factor, right? Yes, Ethiopia is growing. Yes, I'm a big fan of mining happening there. However, I would still say that the regulatory stability in Ethiopia is not close at all to that of the US, right? And if you, again, are a small fish with 1, 10, 20, 50 machines, then you are fully subjected to that risk. And there's often nothing much that you can do about it should something go wrong.
BitX, solomining.de, got it. Premium, made in Germany. You want to go fancy? Go for NerdX or NerdQX++ for a lot of power. Worldwide shipping, check out solomining.de today.
Number 6, proof of prudence. Ask for host references and historical uptime data. Right, make sure that you ask about the host, ask about references from current clients, do your research on the hosts that you're being referred to or that you find online or that you see at conferences to make sure that they are able to run your machine nicely and smoothly. And with confidence, right? You don't want a host where communication is not good, where there's constant downtime, you don't get any responses, the machines break, they stop being online, you can't see the hash rate anymore, and so on and so forth. That just makes it a pain, right? You want to make sure that before you buy the miner and before you even sign the contract, that you find a host that has good references and has very many happy customers. Trustpilot, Google reviews, forum posts, all of those can help identify those players in the Bitcoin mining space that are able to provide you with a good hosting experience over a long time frame. Remember, yes, 2 years doesn't sound that long, but if you're running a miner over 24 months and have a 24-month contract and you spend a lot of money, then it makes sense to do all of that research beforehand. You can also, once you find a hoster that you like, ask them for historical uptime data. This is something they can very easily pull from their dashboards, from their operational dashboards. Then they can tell you, you know, what has been the uptime over the last 2 quarters or something like that, to show you proof and data that they keep running the machines of their clients very reliably. Right, to that point, proof of prudence number 7. Ask for foreman access in order to gain transparency and oversight. First of all, you want to have access to a dashboard to get that subjective value of learning about mining and get the most out of it, right? If you are completely blind to what your miner is doing, you don't really have any mass to learn on, right? However, if you have a dashboard access to your machine that allows you to see what the live hash rate is, how fast are the fans spinning, what is the temperature on the hashboards, so what's the historical data over the last 2, 3 weeks, months, you know, then you're able to better understand what your miner is actually doing. How often does it reboot, right? How many shares is it sending to the pool? It gives you an idea of what your miner is doing and thus very much increases your learning curve, which again is a important subjective value add to have when it comes to buying a machine in the first place. Ensure host accountability with transparent data, right? So if you don't have this, then you are fully reliant on what the host tells you, right? If the host tells you, hey, the miner has been down for 2 weeks, or it's been down for 1 week, or we had a power outage, or this or that, right? Now, there's nothing for you to really check that against. But if you have a dashboard like this, and you have sort of historical data on how your miner has been performing, now you can tell them, hey, what happened here during this time frame? You know, what happened with the machine? Why was the hash rate down? You know, you ask for explanations. And also the hoster understands that you have access to this, right? So, and this gets a bit tricky, but if the hoster knows that you have access to the dashboard, it's also automatically an incentive for them to operate the machine to the best of their ability and to be proactive in their communication with you as the client. Some mining hosters will actually allow you to change the pool yourself as well. This can be done via the dashboard in Foreman, or if your host uses another miner management software, via that, right? This is also very important, right? You don't want to ask for permission. Oftentimes, there's also a difference in time zones where the host might still be asleep when it's already your evening, right? So, and this makes it a bit more direct, right? It's your machine running there. So if the host gives you the option, you want to be able to change the pool and learn on different pools and have different setups and not ask anybody for permission first, which gets you, again, extra value out of your miner. And here you can see sort of an idea of what this dashboard looks like. This is the dashboard that I had access to with my hoster for my S21 Pro machine. You can see hash rate here. You can see how many reboots there have been per day, how many shares are being sent to the pool, if the miner is online. There's also automated messaging and alerts around this. Right, so what have we covered today? We've covered 4 proof of prudence subjects, right? Sign your hosting contract first before you buy the machine. We said to compare cost and risk and not just the risk for various reasons. We've also said that you have to check for historical uptime data and customer references about the host that you're being referred to by either me or somebody else. Make sure that you have a reliable host on your hands. And then last but not least for today, very important one, ask for Foreman access to increase transparency and oversight. Those were the 4 proof of prudence commandments for today. I hope you learned something. Feel free to go into the article and read more about it. If after that you still have questions, feel free to reach out and I'm more than happy to explain. If you want to buy a miner, host a miner, let me know. We can get you hosters that make sense, that deliver good service, that have all of these things in place that I'm setting out here. If you didn't like this video, please feel free to reach out and let me know what you didn't like. And I'll see you next time.